And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to get into a topic that we talk about on the show a lot, but I don't think we do a really good job of explaining it to you. So what am I getting at? I'm getting at the topic of passive income. Now, passive income is income that refers to earnings that are generated with minimal effort or active involvement once the initial investment of time, money, and resources has been made. And unlike active income, which requires ongoing work to earn money, such as a salary or wages from an employer, passive income streams continue to generate revenue even when the individual is not actively working. I mean, that's essentially the definition of passive income. So why is passive income so important? Because when you have enough passive income in your life and that passive income meets or exceeds your expenses of living, you're retired. You probably didn't know that, but I'm telling it to you. When your passive income, I'm going to say it again, when your passive income meets or exceeds your expenses of life, you are effectively retired. And that means you regain control over your life. Control that you haven't had probably forever. I mean, you think about how your life has been. Let's take you all the way back to when you were a small child. Who was in control of your life? Your parents, right? Your parents were in control of your life. Now, I realize some of you out there, you may have been adopted. Maybe that's not the case. But the norm tends to be that your parents are in control of your life. If you were an adopted child, then the adoption agency was in control of your life for a while, right? Until you were adopted. And then guess what? Your parents were in control of your life. And they stayed in control of your life until you reached the age of 18. Now, I realize that when we hit that sweet spot of about 15 or 16 years of age, we kind of lose all control, right? We kind of just, you know, hey, we're growing up now. Our bodies are changing. We're getting ready to get into a car and drive a car and have some freedom from having a car. So we start to think that we are still in control of our lives, but we're really not. Because our parents are still in control of our lives. And think about it. When you're a teenager, what else is in control of your life? The educational system, right? Because in our country, you're supposed to go to school through the grade of 12, right? Through 12th grade. Now, some people, they leave school early for a variety of reasons, and maybe they get a GRE or something like that. They never complete the educational process. But effectively, up to the age of 18, our parents and the educational system are in control of our lives. And then, if we're following conventional wisdom, we tend to go to college. Now, some people don't do that. Some people go right into the workforce. But we tend to go to college. So if we go to college, who's in control of our lives? Well, the educational system technically is in control of our lives because they dictate what classes you're going to take, when you're going to take them, based on your educational degree and all that stuff. But you start to feel some freedom because you're no longer being controlled by your parents, right? So a lot of people go to college and they do a bunch of really stupid things. I, in particular, did a lot of stupid things when I was in college, but that was part of my rebellious phase. So when you finish college, who's in control of your life? Well, the same people that are in control of your life if you choose not to go to college. Yeah, your employer. Your employer is in control of your life. And your employer stays in control of your life throughout the entire working life that you have. Now, for me, I went into the United States Army. You want to talk about people having control over your life? Holy smokes, go join the military and see who's in control of your life. And the short answer is, it ain't the guy staring you back in the mirror. clear as mud. Okay. All right. So 27 years in the United States Army, didn't have much control over my life because the military told me where I would serve, how long I would serve there. They would tell me if I would go into a combat zone. They made all the decisions regarding my life up until the point that I left the military. I retired in 2014 and I separated from the military. So I regained control of my life. But I wasn't in complete control of my life because I had not developed passive income. Now, I did get the benefit of a pension, and I still earn that pension today. And technically, that pension is a form of passive income. But there are some problems with that pension because when I die, Mrs. Gordon only gets 55% of it. And when she dies, my kids get 0% of it. So it is a diminishing passive income, unlike the passive income that I'm talking about on today's show. The passive income that I'm talking about on today's show is perpetual income. It survives for as long as you have your money invested in the asset that is producing the passive income. And there are some real benefits to living your life off of passive income. If you live your life off of passive income, then you are afforded the lifestyle of financial freedom and flexibility. But it's important to understand what it entails and how it can shape your daily life. So what we're going to do on today's show is we're going to take a detailed look at what life might be like when you start living off of passive income. Now, I understand that most of you are trading time for money. Some of you are real estate retired and you tune into the show because you want to get additional information on how to improve your investments. I get that. But on today's show, what we're really going to do is we're going to focus on the people that don't have passive income leading their lives and causing some really neat benefits in their lives because they live off of passive income. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help you wrap your mind around this concept of passive income. And I realize for some of you, it's a difficult thing to do. And the reason I'm saying for some of you is because some of you, you kind of have an understanding of what passive income can do for you, but you haven't quite figured out how to create it in your life because you're working very hard. You're diligently working at a job. You're trading time for money. Let's be real about that. But at the end of the day, that's the income that you survive off of. And you're a little bit nervous because you don't want to put that income in jeopardy. Now, there are other people out there that this concept of living off of passive income is completely foreign to them. And the reason it's completely foreign to them is because nobody in their life has explained to them the benefits of living off of passive income. Because what they hear is the typical talking points of go to school, get good grades, get into college, get more good grades, get into the workforce, trade time for money. Hopefully you get a 401k, maybe you invest in an IRA, maybe you get stock options, maybe you get some type of retirement benefits in addition to whatever those things are that they offer you. And then you trade, you know what, 35 to 45 years of your life working for somebody else, getting a paycheck, living off of that paycheck, wash, rinse, repeat. You do that for 35 to 45 years, and it can be a grind. Now, the reason I know it's a grind is because I lived the grind. I did. I spent 27 years in the United States Army, and I lived the grind. Now, I'm not saying that the United States Army is a bad employer. What I am saying is that it's no different than what you're doing in corporate America. It's no different than what you're doing as a self-employed individual. It's no different than what you're doing as a 1099 contractor, which I guess technically would be a self-employed individual. You are trading your time for an income stream, and that time gets consumed. I mean, if you think about the available hours you have in a week, if you're working 40 hours or more per week in some type of job, that sucks up a lot of your available time, right? Because if you look at a 24-hour day, if you're spending 8 hours of that day at work, because your employer expects you to be there at least 8 hours per day, right? And then you've got a commute. And maybe that commute is 30 minutes. Maybe it's an hour each way. So you got to tack that time onto it, right? And then you've got home time, right? You've got to spend a little time at home. You got to spend time with the spouse, spend time with the children if you're so fortunate to have those. And at the end of the day, you've got to sleep. And it would be nice to get 8 hours of sleep every night, right? But maybe you're only getting 5 or 6, possibly 7 hours of sleep. And how much time is left over for the things that you want to do? I know you're doing the mental math right now, and there's not a lot of time. And then you look forward to the weekends, right? Except your employer may need you to come in on the weekend because maybe there's a big deadline looming. Maybe there's something occurring where they need more of your time in order to meet the needs of the organization. Because keep in mind, the needs of the organization outweigh your needs. I'll say it again. The needs of the organization outweigh your needs. And that's exactly the way your employer sees it. And if you're self-employed, you probably see it that way because you understand that if you're not there to do the business, there will be no income, correct? Okay. So let's talk about living off of passive income and the lifestyle it can afford you in the form of financial freedom and flexibility. And achieving financial freedom through passive income means that you're no longer reliant solely on active work for your income. You've broken the chains that bind you. It allows you to break free from the constraints of a traditional job and creates opportunities for a more self-directed and fulfilling life. Imagine waking up in the morning without the worry of having to rush to work. What would that be like, by the way? I mean, now think about that. What would that really be like? It'd be awesome. And you know why it's awesome? Because I experienced that. I experienced that in my life. Many of the Lifestyles Unlimited members that I know experience that now. Now, some of you are going, well, wait a minute, why don't all of them experience that? Because some of them are still going through the transformative process where they're migrating away from trading time for money to a place of living off a passive income. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes some time for you to learn how to invest correctly in the right type of assets and then to make those investments and allow those investments to grow. It takes time for those things to happen, but it doesn't take as much time as the current plan that you're on, trading 35 to 45 years of your life for money that's buying you stuff that's not getting you to financial freedom. Does that make sense? Okay. So, I mean, now think about this. You could wake up in the morning, you relaxingly check your investment portfolio and see that your rental income from your properties has been deposited into your account. And with your expenses covered, you have the freedom to spend the day as you please, whether it's pursuing a new hobby, spending time with loved ones, or traveling to a destination you've always wanted to visit. Now, in my passive investment lifestyle, I have a lot of free time, and I spend that time doing various things. Sometimes I spend my time figuring out what is it I want to do. And that's kind of a good problem to have, because when I'm trying to figure out what it is I want to do, I am focusing on me. I'm not focusing on a company. I am not focusing on a business. I'm not even focusing on my investments because I've already checked my investments and everything is going green, 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 green. Does that make sense? Okay. So I focus on what I want to do. You know, our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, he's got this hobby. I would akin it to maybe it's an addiction, but we'll call it a hobby for now. He's into model railroad trains. That's what he does. I mean, he builds these environments where these trains run. He has an entire garage space dedicated to his hobby. Now, why is he able to do that? He's able to do that because he has developed the passive income so that he doesn't have to go and work for somebody else. He's able to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. Now, he also spends his time dedicated to Lifestyles Unlimited, and he sees that as a passion too, because he believes in what Lifestyles Unlimited is. That's why he created the company 34 years ago in Houston, Texas, and he still is involved in some of the day-to-day operations of the company, but at the end of the day, he's not spending 24/7 of his time focused on Lifestyles Unlimited, and the reason for it is because he has developed a system where he has people taking care of all the day-to-day operations. So like an apartment community, all he has to do is check in from time to time, make sure things are working appropriately, and then his time again is freed up to work on model trains. I mean, I think it's pretty cool, don't you? When we come back from the break, I've got some more information to share with you about the benefits of passive income. Stick around.
Del Walmsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're talking about the benefits of passive income and why you want to transition your life away from what you're doing now for income to a place where you have assets creating passive income for you. It is a big game changer. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. Let's be very clear about that. It takes some time, first of all, to educate yourself. You must educate yourself on the process. And that's kind of where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in, because Lifestyles Unlimited is, now get this, a real estate investor education and mentoring company. Those are the two services we provide, and we do an outstanding job of it. And in becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you get access to those services, and those services will give you the things that you need in order to change your life. It is a game changer for you, and you can still retain your employment status, whatever you're doing right now. You don't have to quit your job. You don't have to leave your self-employment job to begin the journey of real estate investing and starting to build passive income. I'm serious. You don't have to quit. You can do this as, I'll use the term side hustle. I hate that term side hustle, but the reality of it is it's a side endeavor. That's probably a better way to put it. And unlike what you probably think about real estate investing, it is not another 40-hour-a-week job. If you're spending 40 hours a week trying to do real estate investing, you're doing it wrong. It doesn't take that much time to do it, especially when you learn how to build a team around you. And with that team, you can make some significant headway into the time requirements that you have to submit to. That's part of my secret. That's part of Del Walmsley's secret. That's part of the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited's secrets. Yeah, we all have secrets, and there's the secret right there in front of you. Now, speaking of Del Walmsley, you know, every once in a while, Del will step back into the classroom. And he did this last weekend. He conducted what we call the Financial Freedom Seminar. And the reason that he did it is partially because, well, he loves educating. He really does. It's a passion for him. And I'll be upfront and clear with you, he's really good at it. He's got a lot of experience doing it. And the other reason that he does it is it makes him feel wonderful. It allows him to give back to the community of Lifestyles Unlimited. And, you know, the members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we appreciate that. We do, because now you've got a leader of the organization who's not only talking the talk, he's walking the walk. It's pretty cool to see. So Del devoted 16 hours of his time to the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and he educated people like you, people like me, on the 16-hour Financial Freedom Seminar. Now, what is this seminar? This is the seminar that you will attend when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Now, you don't necessarily have to wait until Del teaches the seminar. We have other brilliant people that teach the seminar also. So you get the same content regardless of who's teaching it. But that content is important, because that content sets the framework that you will follow, the map. We like to call it a map, a roadmap, if you will, because it allows you to determine where you are today and where you're trying to get to, and then it shows you the paths that you can follow in order to achieve the results you're trying to achieve. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right, so we're talking about the benefits of passive income, and I think one of the the biggest benefits that's out there is a flexible schedule, a very flexible schedule. I mean, I kind of referred to that when I was talking about Dell teaching this last weekend. He has the flexibility in his schedule to be able to do that. If he decides he wants to teach, no problem. He's got the available time. If he decides he doesn't want to teach, no problem. He still has the available time, right? And consider this. With passive income covering your expenses, you have the freedom to structure your day according to your preferences. Not somebody else's preferences, your preferences. You can wake up when you want to wake up. You can work on projects that interest you. You can take breaks as needed. And you can enjoy leisure activities without the constraints of a rigid work schedule. That is a prime benefit that living off of passive income creates in your life. Now, suppose you're passionate about writing. I actually have a friend who just wrote a book, and she is real estate retired. She's living off the passive income, and she decided to write a book. So with the passive income covering her expenses, she was able to dedicate several hours a day to writing without the pressure of meeting deadlines or pleasing a boss. Wouldn't that be nice, right? I mean, she worked from the comfort of her home. She even took her laptop to a cozy cafe, and she let her creativity flow at her own pace, on her own terms, on her own conditions. I think that that's amazing. I think that she has cracked the code. She is living a life with the benefit of passive income, and she's taking advantage of the time that passive income provides to her to do the things that she chooses to do. Now, whether the book publishes or not is immaterial. It's the fact that she is working on what she is passionate about, not what somebody else is passionate about. Does that make sense? How about the reduced stress? Do you think passive income can help you reduce your stress? Well, the stability of passive income can significantly reduce financial stress. Knowing that you have a steady stream of income coming in, regardless of whether or not you're actively working, provides peace of mind and allows you to focus on other aspects of your life without worrying about financial instability. Now, picture a scenario where unexpected expenses arise, such as a car repair bill or a medical bill. Instead of panicking about how you'll cover the cost, you can confidently address the situation knowing that your passive income streams will continue to provide a steady source of income, easing financial stress and allowing you to focus on finding solutions. Case in point, my truck was broken into about a week ago. Okay, so that created an unexpected expense for me. I had to get the truck repaired. Now, insurance covered a good portion of the repair, but I still had a deductible. So that deductible was an unexpected expense that came into my household. Did I stress out about it? Did I freak out about it? Not at all. It just became an additional expense that my passive income covered when I went to go pick up my truck yesterday. It's as simple as that. It is really as simple as that. The deductible amount, it's money that I couldn't spend on something else. So I had to choose as to whether or not I was going to maybe take Mrs. Gordon out to a really nice dinner somewhere or paying the deductible on my truck. So I chose to pay the deductible on my truck. I know, I realize most of the women are out there just yelling at the radio now going, that was a bad decision. You should have spent the money on Mrs. Gordon. But here's the thing. Mrs. Gordon lives off of passive income too. So she's part of the decision-making process. So when we had the truck broken into, she came to the forefront and said, you know, we got to get this fixed and we've got to cover the deductible. And she knew that there would be an opportunity cost for her going out and having a really nice dinner versus paying the deductible on the truck. At the end of the day, I'm still able to take Mrs. Gordon out for a very nice dinner because that deductible that I had to pay for my truck wasn't so enormous that it offset my ability to do the other things that I am doing in life because of passive income. Pretty cool stuff, right? And I think it's very important to point out that when you are living off of passive income, in other words, you are not trading time for money anymore, you have gotten to a place in your life where the income comes in regardless of whether or not you do anything for it or not. Now, consider someone who's always dreamed of traveling the world. If you talk to a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and the Lifestyles Unlimited member has developed enough passive income that they are in complete control of their life, you might find out that they are able to take a year out of their life to go do whatever it is they want to do, and they don't have to sell their principal residence in order to get it done. They are able to do it because of the income that is coming from the passive income. It is pretty cool. And you could be one of those people too. Now, you're not able to do that right now, and I get that, and I'm not poking in your chest and saying that you're inferior. I'm just saying that you haven't done the things that you need to do in order to have that type of lifestyle. And it all starts with attending a financial freedom seminar. And before you do that, what I'd rather have you do is I'd rather have you attend a free workshop so you can kind of kick the tires with Lifestyles Unlimited, or attend a case study event. A case study event is an opportunity for our members to educate you. It is led by our membership. So in other words, we have members that get in front of the audience and they talk about recent deals that they are either in progress of completing or they have completed. And they talk about how they found the asset, how they renovated the asset, how they did all the improvements that needed to be done to the asset, how they marketed the asset, and how they found great residents to live in the asset. And as a result of that, the asset is producing passive streams of income for them so that they can either get themselves to a place of retirement, or it actually benefits them because they're already in a place of retirement and now they're getting even more passive income. How do you connect with somebody so that you can plug into the free workshop or you can plug into the case study event? Well, there's a phone number I want you to write down. You got a pencil? Okay, here comes that phone number. 866-945-6565. I'm going to give you the phone number again because I know some of you are a little slow writing things down. And the reason I know that is because I'm one of those people. Here's that phone number, 866-945-6565. One more time, 866-945-6565. What's going to happen is you're actually going to talk to a real live real estate investor. That's who is going to talk to you on the phone. They're going to get you scheduled for the events that make sense for you. And more importantly, it gives you an opportunity to talk to somebody who's actually doing what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited and ask them questions. Ask them questions like, how's your journey going? Or are you real estate retired yet? What you'll find is that the person either is real estate retired and they're good to go, or they're not real estate retired, but they are working towards real estate retirement. Those are the two types of investors that you will talk to on the phone. And by the way, they are Lifestyles Unlimited members. They will give you the real skinny on our organization. All you got to do is ask. It's as simple as that. Now, let me give you one last pointer on the benefits of passive income. And let me suffice it to say that it allows you to invest in your personal growth. Without the constraints of a traditional job, you can invest in your personal growth and development. Now, this might involve furthering your education. Maybe there's a degree that you wanted to go pursue that you never pursued. Maybe it's out of line with what your degrees used to be. So in other words, maybe you're an engineer and you've always wanted to pursue a degree in, I don't know, physical therapy. You would have the time and you would have the resources to be able to do that. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill. Now, get this. Mrs. Gordon, she wants to learn how to weld. So what did I do with some of my passive income? I bought her a beautiful welding set. It's a plasma cutter, plasma welder thing. I don't even know exactly what it was. I know it cost a lot of money. And she's going to take some college classes at the local community college in order to learn how to use that thing, because that's a passion that she wants to pursue. It's a new skill that she wants to pursue. So if you can imagine a scenario where you've decided to pursue a certification or a degree in a field that you're passionate about, passive income can cover your living expenses as well as all of the costs of that education, as well as it gives you all of your time, and all of your time is available to you so that you can pursue what you want to pursue. What I'd like you to do is call 866-945-6565, ask to get signed up for a free workshop and or a case study event, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.